This is Caitlin. Hello, this is Caitlin Smith,
Maddie Davis,
and George Terry.
And you are listening to TCTC Voices Story Share. These are stories from students at Trek County Technical College in Pendleton, South Carolina.
Everyone has stories about how they arrived at this moment in their lives. TCTC Voices Story Share is sharing these stories in an effort to bring understanding and compassion to others.
In October of 2018, several students shared stories of their thoughts, lives, and experiences. In this episode, you will meet Laurel Honeycutt, a media arts production major at Tri-County Technical College, and they were interviewed by Sarah Schumpert.
Laurel is speaking on a genetic disease that runs in her family called Chiari malformation. It is a condition that causes the brain tissue to settle into the spinal canal. It develops when the skull is either too small or misshapen.
It's been misdiagnosed as so many other diseases that it's been believed to be rare.
I wonder, since she said that her mom didn't show symptoms until she was pregnant, if that's a normal thing that can happen or if this was just a special case.
She was weak and, like, she literally went 3 years with a continuous headache.
It's kind of scary to think that you can go almost your whole life not knowing you have this life-threatening disease.
Her mother was first misdiagnosed with fibromyalgia. And when they finally found out it was Chiari, she had to immediately have brain surgery.
They had to go in and literally remove a part of her skull to open it up so her brain would have more room.
In Laurel's second year of high school, her mother started showing symptoms again. So she had to go back into surgery, and they had to remove part of her brain where it had pinched.
A lot of doctors think that the surgery is a cure for it, but it's not. You're stuck with it for life. And
after the second surgery, Laurel's mother wasn't as active as she once was, and even though I'm sure it was a rough time for her, it actually helped Laurel grow up and become independent.
It was a little bit to get used to because, I mean, I was so used to that, but I managed to get through because, I mean, she needed me. And
yeah. Laurel says she has learned a huge lesson from this experience.
It's important to always keep a positive attitude and, like, because, I mean, she's going through all this and she's still able to laugh and all this and she knows she has to keep going, but there are some times where, like, stuff will happen and she'll have her emotional breakdown, and I know it's important for me to be there for her and help her get through all that. Like,
a few years ago, her mother found out she was adopted, which is a pretty big deal considering she has this genetic disease.
That must have added a lot more stress to the situation. Laurel has not shown any symptoms of Chiari, but she still has to keep a check on it. They are part of a Chiari community called Conquer Chiari, where they walk to raise awareness.
There's one that they do in September at Nettles Park in Clemson near Pendleton. It's a really fun little thing. We go there, there's a raffle after the walk, and there's a bake sale that goes on and all that.
Sometimes at the walks, they talk about which doctors are good and which doctors push it off as something easily curable.
That's just don't really accept it as a major problem, and of course they think surgery is the cure, so they think if you have the surgery you're completely fine, nothing else is wrong with you, and yeah, it's like, and people are like, no, this is a lifelong thing, we still have problems.
Her mother actually had to go through 5 neurologists before they found someone who understood. Because of this disease, Laurel and her mother have become a lot closer, and Laurel helps her mother so much.
Her mom has Chiari type O, which is actually one of the rarest.
Called Chiari 0, like, there was none of her brain was coming out through into her spinal column, but it was completely blocked. Like, there was no flow of fluids to her brain at all.
Wow. Even through this disease, these strong women don't let it get them down. They are still able to laugh.
She'll sometimes, there'll be some funny things that happen, like, we'll have a conversation, she'll say something, and then, like, maybe not 10 minutes later, she'll ask me the same thing again, and I'm like, you already said that? And I'm like, and she's like, oh, yeah? Then just stay positive, and just keep going.
Yeah.
Hey, it's life, it happens.
This has been TCTC Voices Story Share, a production of Tri-County Technical College and Media Arts Production.
Caitlin Smith,
Maddie Davis, and George Terry.
Opinions expressed by the storyteller are not necessarily those of Tri-County Technical College staff, faculty, administration, or student body. Copyright 2018.